Patient name, Gracelyn, spelled G-R-A-C-E-L-Y-N-N. Last name, Key, K-E-E. Date of birth, 12/8/15. Date of service, 12/21/22. This is a 7-year-old little girl. Her mom brings her in today claiming that her daughter got bit by a pig several hours ago on the right hand. The daughter states that the pig left a mark on the dorsal surface of the hand. However, she continues to maintain full range of motion and does not complain of any pain at this time. Period. New paragraph. No other issues were brought forth today. Mom wanted her to be checked today. Period. New paragraph. Allergies, none. Current medications, Zyrtec. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, negative for secondhand smoke. Lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Period. New paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, full range of motion. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph, examination of that right hand. It is symmetric with the left hand. There is a small mark on the dorsal surface of that right hand. Skin is intact. There is no erythema. There is no ecchymosis. Examining the palmar surface of the right hand, similar in features, without edema, without ecchymosis, and all facets of that area of bite are non-tender, and she maintains full range of motion. I've shaken with a handshake. She has a very firm and intact grip. There is no grimacing. This is a non-significant event. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Animal bite. Very superficial. No medications will be given. If she has any discomfort, she can take over-the-counter Motrin or Tylenol. I've explained this plan of care to the mom. If things would change and should start to experience any type of, even the slightest type of pain, I've asked her to please call me and we'll go from there.